Saga Egmont presents Dead Gorgeous by Elizabeth Flynn. Read by Kim Hicks. Prologue. Early May. The Passionista magazine third anniversary reception had begun well. With the lights, the wall coverings, and the highly polished black floor, the stevedores who once worked in this converted Docklands warehouse would have had trouble recognising the place. Designers, columnists, editors, models, trendsetters, fashionistas, and a galaxy of stars mixed and mingled, making air kisses as they came together and small talk as they moved on. Passionista had laid on the champagne and hors d'oeuvres with a lavish hand, and every one of the faces obliged with a photograph in return, adding their smiling, designer-clad endorsement to the grand Passionista logo sparkling on the wall. A fashion show added attraction to an already glamorous evening. The magazine had persuaded a couple of the big houses to let their junior designers loose to showcase their work. In a large salon just down the hall from the main party, a whole team of people had been working all evening to get ready for the event. Amid the maelstrom in this other room, a young woman stood, tense with excitement. Behind her, chaos reigned. One of the fledgling designers, in meltdown, darted here, there and everywhere, not even trying to hide his panic. "Is Bogue in?" he asked of nobody in particular. "Where's my coffee? That hem's dropped a bit. This is a disaster. Everything's going wrong. What about Style and Harper's? That button's coming loose. We need a stitcher. Over here, now! Has anyone seen if their seats are filled? Oh, my! I really think that's got more tees than the law allows. Turn round, darling. I need to see if that back seam sits right." Somebody called in a stage whisper that they'd seen one or two well-known fashion bloggers taking their seats, and a fraction of the anxiety disappeared from his face. Nobody paid him a great deal of attention. They were all too busy trying to get his collection onto the catwalk. Only the models remained still and docile as makeup artists covered incipient pimples and downplayed the shadows of two deep cheekbones. Hairdressers hoped and prayed the gel was up to the job, stitchers got on with last-minute alterations, and dressers eased them carefully in and out of garments few of them could afford. And when they were ready, they were checked again: the hair, the makeup, the threaded eyebrows, the waxed and spray-tanned legs. The woman had her back to them all. This booking meant so much to her. She was determined not to blow it. An event like this could get her noticed. By Balenciaga, Gucci, Ivano King, or someone like that. Her family back home in Russia, in a village near the Estonian border, would easily recognise such a name. They'd all chipped in to help her get to England, and she wanted to make them proud. She was the first on, and stood ready, even though most of the guests still hadn't come in from the reception. Someone shouted her name, and she turned carefully so as not to dislodge her hair, and saw her newfound Polish friend Asher threading away towards her through all the chaos. "Clara," said Asher as she reached her, "is so exciting. I speak with assistant to a designer who thinks her boss will like my work." Asher's eyes shone. "Even more, there is possibility of internship at her company. She will show him my designs and contact me." "Brilliant," Clara responded, keeping as still as she could. "I also have news. We have chance of rooms in a house."
"Oh, tak! Wow, is true?"
Both young women longed to leave the hostel where they had met and really get started on their big adventure in the London fashion world.
Da, said Clara. "Is in nice place, Richmond. I get details later when I see Igor."
Okay, said Asher. "Is on Tube Line, I think."
They were new to London, but had quickly grasped how pivotal the underground transport system was to life in the capital.
"I go now. Circulate some more."
She beamed at her friend.
"Many people now coming in from reception. Fashion show will start soon."
Clara inclined her head carefully and turned back to face the direction in which she would move onto the catwalk. She knew the excitement she felt right now could not compare with the rush of adrenaline she would experience when her turn came. The show began.